Well, we're going to read today from the second letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. It can be found on page 843 of the Bibles. And we're going to read four verses from chapter 2. Chapter 2, starting at verse 3. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this.
Let's pray. Father, what a wonderful word you've given us for those people back then, thousands of years ago, for us now. Please, show us something wonderful. Amen. As you've got your service sheet, you should see three pictures on there. There's a soldier, an athlete, a farmer. Big question. Here's a question you need to listen out. I'm going to reveal the answer during the talk. What does a soldier, an athlete, or a farmer have in common with someone who leads a church? Okay? That might seem like a silly question. It's one of the most important questions to know the answer to. Because if we get the question wrong, if we don't know why a leader needs to be like a soldier, an athlete, and a farmer, our numbers at Emmanuel will drop, and before long, there won't be anyone left at Emmanuel. If we want to survive as God's people and thrive and tell all of Bristol about how brilliant Jesus is, we need our leaders to be like soldiers and athletes and farmers. And that means our leaders need to be ready to suffer. Our leaders need to be ready to suffer. Have a look down at verse 3. Paul calls Timothy, as young church leader, to endure hardship. Literally, join with me in suffering. And in verses 4 to 6, he gives three pictures of people who suffer. A soldier, an athlete, and a farmer. And each little picture shows us something about what it means to lead a church. So please, could I have my soldier up to the front? Here we are. Here's our soldier. Have a look down in your Bibles. Can you see? Look down yourselves. Verse 3, we're told that Timothy should endure hardship like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Now, being a soldier must be really tough, mustn't it? Don't you think? You're dodging bombs from above. You're dodging bullets from in front of you. You get hot and cold and wet. And your mum's not there to make your favourite bolognese. And even worse, there's a risk you might not see your mum again. Soldiers suffer. It's really tough. Now, we're not going to make this kind of soldier suffer, that kind of suffering. But there is another type of suffering which is almost as bad. Having to polish your boots all the time. Oh my goodness. Here we are, soldier. These are yours. You get polishing. No matter how tough life gets, soldiers have to polish their boots every day, all the time. Shiny boots. Oh, it must be so tough. But there's one more thing soldiers have to do according to this verse. Have a look down. Verse 4. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. What does that mean? Here's what it means. When a soldier's at war or polishing their boots, they mustn't get distracted. There's a war to fight. And he mustn't get distracted by thinking about football and the Champions League final, or planning their next holiday, or what's on the latest Netflix series. If the soldier wants to stay alive, she needs to stay focused. Shall we see how good the soldier is at staying focused? Let's try.
Whoa, look at this. Wouldn't you love to play a game of football? Should we do penalties? What do you think? Tottenham or Liverpool?
No, she's very good so far. Should we try something else? Holidays.
This is the latest Eurocamp brochure. I know, you're excited, aren't you? Yeah? This one here has got very good flumes. No, it's not working. She is so focused. How about this? I bet it's been a long day. Wouldn't you love to watch a bit of Netflix and chill? It's the latest box set series. It's brilliant. Are you sure? Wow. Wowee.
Absolutely amazing. Focused. A good soldier does not get distracted even when it's tough. And verse 4 tells us why. You have a look down. Why? Because the soldier wants to please the commanding officer. That's the soldier who's in charge. As much as they want to play football or go on holiday or watch Netflix, what they want most of all is to hear the captain in charge saying, "Well done." That's what keeps them going when their job is tough. Thank you very much, soldier. Those are very shiny boots. Church leaders must be like soldiers. Church leaders must also be like athletes. Look down at verse 5. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to their rules. Where's my athlete? Here we go. Now, back in the day, before you were even allowed to compete, there were rules saying you must train for months before you could start competing. And it's a bit like that today. If you want to turn up to the Olympic opening ceremony, you have to put in months or years of training before you can. And that involves suffering, tired legs, injuries, lots of early mornings, no parties. Shall we get our athletes sweating a bit? Let's try and not trip over. Come on, Ben, down here. Burpees. When I say go, go and don't stop. Now, focus. Just like soldiers, athletes can't get distracted. And that means not just exercising a lot, but eating the right diet. Okay, so for example. Oh, no. I had some amazing food. It's gone. This is totally wrong. Anyway, let's go on with this. I've got a donut here. This is really, let's pretend this is a donut.
This donut is amazing. Would you love some donut, Ben? Are you sure? He's so focused on the donut that exists. He's amazing, isn't he?
He is so focused. Look at him pushing through the pain. And verse 5 tells us why. Don't look at him. Look down at verse 5. Why do athletes suffer? Because they want the victor's crown. They want to stand on the top of the podium and get the medal.
I have got the medal.
Ben, you can stop. Should we give him the medal? Church leaders must be like soldiers, Church leaders must be like athletes. Finally, verse 6, church leaders need to be like hard-working farmers. Here is the best description of a farmer's life in four words. Okay? Eat. Sleep. Farm. Repeat. Okay? Can you say that with me? Shall we say it together? Eat. Sleep. Farm. Repeat. No lions. Never. No days off. Never. Hardly any holidays ever. There's always work to do. And do you know what the worst bit about it is? Even though they work so hard for weeks and months, it's often ages and ages before they ever see any reward for their hard work. You weed the soil, no reward. You sow seed, no reward. You water, no reward, no reward, no reward. Okay? Absolutely not. Eat, sleep, farm, repeat. Shall we say it together? Eat, sleep, farm, repeat. Eat, sleep, farm, repeat. Eat, sleep, farm, repeat. We could go on forever like they do. Eat, sleep, farm, repeat. Exhausting. So why do they do it? Look down. Chapter 2, verse 6. To get a share of the crops. Because the farmer knows that one day they'll wake up, they'll go outside, and the grapes will be hanging there. And they'll be beautiful. And it'll make life, it'll make all the hard work worthwhile. So what do soldiers, athletes, and farmers have in common? It's suffering, isn't it? It's hard work. It's staying focused. And even though they suffer, they know rewards will come. The captain who says, good job. The gold medal. First share of the crops. And so they keep going. And Paul says, that's what life should be like for a church leader. Suffering. Hard work. Keeping going. Staying focused. What do soldiers, athletes, farmers have in common? They suffer. They stay focused. And that's what church leaders are to be like. Now, there are lots of different leaders within our church at Emmanuel. There are setup leaders. There are small group leaders. There are elders. And all of them, in different ways, are called to suffer, like soldiers and athletes and farmers. But I want to focus just on one particular area of leadership. Have a look down in your Bibles. Can you see in chapter 2, verse 2, what particular element of leadership has Paul just been telling Timothy about? Do you see? Training up new leaders who can teach the Bible. And straight after telling Timothy to train up new leaders to teach the Bible, what does Paul say? Expect to suffer. And that's because training up new leaders who can teach the Bible is really hard work. Now, all of us who are leading ministry teams should be thinking, who am I training up to take over my job eventually? We should all be thinking of that. But Mike, our pastor here at Emmanuel, has been given particular responsibility to train up new leaders who can teach the Bible, who can lead small group, who can preach. And just like Mike, it's easy for him to get distracted. Easy to get distracted by good things. Mike could lead the winter night shelter down in the city centre. He could do it. It's a good job. It's not his job. Mike could have led the Festival of Fun and arranged it all himself. That was a good job, but it wasn't his job. You see, there are so many things that a church pastor could do. There are emails to answer. There are strategies to formulate. There are rotas to organize. There are people to visit, budgets to balance, hospitality to arrange. Pressures coming from all sides. But Mike mustn't get distracted by those things. They're good, and he will do some of them, but they're not his priority. His priority is to focus on training up new leaders. Do you remember the farmer? Can we remember the four things farmer did that summed up farming life? Eat, sleep, farm, repeat.
Well,
in a way, that's what Mike's job is. Except instead of farming, it's training. Training up new leaders who can teach the Bible to others. Now, Mike's not here this afternoon. He's down at City Centre. But I know he'll listen to this talk and give me feedback on it as part of his commitment to training me up. And that's really hard work, doing that. So can we remind Mike about what his responsibility is? For the sake of the recording, we're going to say, I'll practice it first, Mike, remember your job. Eat, sleep, train us, repeat. Okay? Shall we all say it together for the microphone? Mike, remember your job. Eat, sleep, train us, repeat. Now, training up new leaders, it's such a slow job. Do you remember the farmer? Months and months and months of work. And that means that our job is to be encouragers, reminding Mike of the rewards that await. You wouldn't believe how encouraging it is to get a text message or an email or a pat on the back saying, good job, keep going. It can make your day, it can make your week. So will you be that person, that encourager? Not just tomorrow, when the sermon is fresh in your mind, but in 8 weeks' time, in 8 months' time, in 8 years' time, committed to encouraging the person who's leading the church doing the main teaching. Will you remind Mike that Captain Jesus will one day say, good job, and so you say, Mike, keep going? Will you remind Mike that the victor's crown awaits, and so you say, keep going? Will you remind Mike that one day he will see the fruit of his work, and so you say, keep going? Let me tell you a very cool story about a man called John. John was a Tanzanian marathon runner. He competed in the 1968 Mexico Olympics. He was running in the front pack halfway through the marathon, and he trips and he falls over and dislocates a knee. The officials say, you've got to stop. You'll ruin your leg. But he bandages it up and he keeps running. He keeps hobbling. He enters the Mexican stadium 1 hour after the first place person has come in. The stadium is practically empty. The crowds have left. They have to call back a camera crew. And he hobbles the final 400 meters through and crosses the line. And the stadium's empty. And they ask him, after he's finished the race, why did you keep going? And he said, my country didn't send me 9,000 miles to start a race. Sent me 9,000 miles to finish the race. That's what we want for our leaders. That's what we want for Mike. So will you be someone who encourages Mike and say, Mike, you started well. Keep going. Keep going to the finish line. Stay focused. At the end, Captain Jesus will be there to give you the crown. Stay focused. Eat, Sleep. Train us. Repeat. Eat, sleep, train us, repeat. Let me pray. Thank you so much for this letter, Father. Thank you for our leaders. Would you help us to be a church family that encourages them to keep going, even when it's hard? Amen.